Why did he do things like that? Because there's nothing between me and God. It's an accuser that brings stuff. And when you feel guilty, my God, how many times I was ashamed to go pray. Because I was so guilty, so ashamed. God won't listen to me. And he was waiting on me. Come on in, son. Let's talk some things. Oh, come on, come on. But I'm sitting there. God is mad at me. I don't know what I'm going to do. And went months and weeks and months and almost years doing stuff like that. Carrying that old burden. And I should have been free. Walking in my peace. And my fellowship with Jesus. Enjoying the moments. And enjoying the time that I spent with him in the throne room. But here I am off in the corner. Full of guilt and shame. Hallelujah. But he's restored me. And that there's nothing between God and me. Hallelujah. He waited on me to help me. He knows I have a problem. I hadn't grown up in some area. And he will help me to grow up. He's not trying to kill me. If he wanted to kill me, he should never gave me life. Why would he give me life and then turn around and kill me? It doesn't make sense, and that sure don't make faith. So come on back home, you wayward child. Come on in. The table is still set. The place you're supposed to be, the seat is still empty. Come on in and take your seat. Hallelujah. Woo, glory to God. Woo. He sees me. There's nothing between God and me. But he sees you and me. Holy, flawless, and restored. Say that with me. He see me holy, flawless, and restored. I don't have to try to put on something to be holy. He made me that way. I don't have to try to impress God. He already know I'm flawless. He made me flawless. Are you hearing me? I don't have to try to pull up a trick to get in on God's good side. I'm already restored. Then faith become a delight. It become a pleasure. It become joy to exercise, to live by faith. Because I know what I ask for, I'll receive it. Hallelujah. If we ask anything, how many? If we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know, didn't say we hope, we know that we have the petition that we desire of him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So what did I do? I go through life each day enjoying my walk with him. I go through life knowing that he supplies all my need. I don't have a need or care because my God supplies my need. Hello? Hallelujah. Because my God what supplies all of my needs. And that means he satisfies me to the full. Now, what I did this morning, I kind of gave you the introduction of this faith life. We're going to talk about some more. Oh, there's some more fundamental principle of faith, what we should know it, do, and practice. It should be a common thing for us to walk, live, and talk this way. Amen. It should be common for us to do this. You don't have to put on a show. You don't have to try to impress anybody. You just live this way. Do I need to try to impress y'all that I'm a man? Do I need to try to impress you that I'm a black man, a dark-skinned man? When you're a believer, you don't have to try to impress anybody. Just be who you are. Just be who you are. Learn. I set myself to walk in integrity and godliness and all that, but I'm not trying to impress anybody. What you mean? Put on. You know how people put on a show? Then they get outside of the wall and you see something there. You say, what happened to the other person? What happened to that other person? You're going to turn into another monster. Hallelujah. Well, glory to God. Glory to God.